listener production.
Our patch seeing one of the lowest rates of loss-making property sales. Homelessness taking a turn for the worse with numbers mounting. And in Orange, the search for two people continues after a power pole collision. Today's weather, showers and a possible storm across the region, heading for 21 degrees in Orange and 31 in Dubbo. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Central West Local News. A new report from CoreLogic has shown that home ownership hold periods are increasing across the country as short-term profits take a dive. But the Pain and Gain report shows that our regional markets are still doing much better than big cities when it comes to selling for a profit. Spokesperson Eliza Owen says in the Central West, the median profit is sitting at $265,000.
The Central West actually had one of the lowest rates of loss-making sales at just 1.4% in the December quarter. So that means that nearly 99% of resales made a gain over the quarter.
Still on housing, and new data has revealed a surge in homelessness in the Central West. 450 people were sleeping rough on census night in 2021. That's 135 more than in 2016. East Dubbo is our worst affected area, with 91 people displaced. Police are on the hunt for two people after a collision in Orange. Emergency services were called to Edina Crescent, Glen Roy, at around 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday night to report that a car had collided with a power pole. The driver and passenger fled the scene before anyone arrived. Our rural and regional communities across the Central West haven't been getting enough attention from our pollies in the lead-up to Saturday's state election. That's according to the Country Women's Association. They sent their list of priorities to major and minor parties, as well as independents, hoping for strong commitments to fixing our roads, affordable housing, employment growth, and real-time flood data, to name a few. New South Wales President Joy Beam says while they did get some responses, they were lacking real detailed solutions.
They're not giving us any specifics at all for anything that may be happening in the future. Hopefully we can get something worked with whoever gets into government, but at the moment we're not really seeing any commitment.
Checking sport, the national comp might be already underway, but there's still time for budding Central West AFL stars to put their hand up to play. Preparations are in full swing ahead of the first round on April 29th. While it'll still be a four-way battle in first grade between Orange, Dubbo and two Bathurst sides. Comp coordinator Casey White says it looks like the women's division will grow with the inclusion of Cowra.
I think, you know, there's a few players that have been travelling very regularly. So, yeah, they're hard at work throughout the pre-season, hard at work promoting internally and within the community, and it's looking likely that they'll have a side this year.
And Orange's Phoebe Litchfield has helped Penrith take out the Women's Premier Cricket Grand Final. A dominant display, she slogged the Northern Districts for 99 runs in the first grade decider, taking out the player of the match at Cricket Central Oval.